Happy Palm Sunday.
Yeah.
We have a lot to celebrate, don't we? Amen.
Praise the Lord.
So greet each other with a holy hello. And we thank you for being online with us as well today.
Amen.
We are going to have a sunrise service next Sunday morning at 7 a.m. out at Lost Lake. And it's at Easter Cave. And I'll put the directions back on the, what do you call that back there?
Sound table.
The sound table by the prayer request by Devin. He's waving at me. So please get your maps if you want to go to that. That would be wonderful.
Lost Lake is hosting that, and they made sure that they provided us with maps this morning to invite us. So we were on our way out of the parking lot, and Dave said, here's some maps.
You're going to need them. It's a great place, but you're going to need the map, for real.
Yeah.
Also, we have Sunday morning brunch at 10 a.m. Please bring a dish to pass.
Amen.
And we'll all fellowship together before the 11 a.m. service. And at Lost Lake and here, we will have the Easter drama with the kids, and they have been putting some hard work in. I think they could do it in their sleep.
Yes, praise the Lord.
So praise the Lord for that their Amen. Dedication. Yeah, you could. Yeah. And they can play other people's parts now, too. Okay, so I'm going to read a psalm for you. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. So please wave your palm branches and worship with us.
Let's stand together and sing.
Lift up your hands, we lift today. Tell everyone how great the love. The love came down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope.
There is one God. He is
King of glory, strong and mighty. You are the King of glory, the Lord, strong and mighty. You are the King of glory, the Lord, strong.
Praise the Lord. Amen. This is Palm Sunday. We have come to join with the throngs of people who are gathered all over the world. Maybe not right at this hour because, you know, the sun travels, you know, earth travels and spins and everything, but everybody is focused today that this is Palm Sunday. Amen. And the people shouted, Hosanna, save us now. Yes, let's say that together. Hosanna. And then, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Let's say that. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So as he comes this morning, it really comes down to a decision on our part. Amen. We can be part of the crowd. Boy, it didn't take very long for things to turn really bad for Jesus 4 days later after he entered Jerusalem. The crowd was shouting against him. Well, for him on Palm Sunday, and then against him 4 days later to crucify him. It really comes down to who we are going to choose as our Lord. Amen. And this next song helps us with that. It's an invitation to God just to ask him, Lord, you reign in us. Would you reign in us? You thought of us before the world began to breathe. You knew our names before we came to be. You saw the very day we'd fall away from you. How desperately we need to be redeemed. Lord Jesus, come lead us. We're desperate. One desire we come, that you would reign, that you would reign in us. We're offering up our lives, a living sacrifice, that you would reign, that you would reign in us. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh again. Come search our hearts and purify our lives. We need your perfect love, we need your discipline. We're lost unless you guide us with your light. Lord Jesus, come lead us. We're desperate for your touch. O great and mighty one, with one desire we come, that you would reign, that you would reign in us. We're offering up our lives, a living
sacrifice, that you would reign, that you would reign in us. We cry out. Until you return. O great and mighty one, with one desire we come, that you would reign, that you would reign in us. We're offering up our lives, a living sacrifice, that you would reign, that you would reign in us. Let's sing that chorus again. O great and mighty one, O great and mighty one, with one desire we come, that you would reign, that you would reign in us. We're offering up our lives, a living sacrifice, that you would reign, that you would reign in us. Amen. You may be seated. Boy, we had such a wonderful time at District Assembly yesterday. You know, our district has, I remember preaching probably 10, 15 years ago about, you know, who we were as a church, part of the Church of the Nazarene across the globe. I remember at that time we had about a million members, and we were in about 100 some world areas. And we had about 15,000 churches, and I remember being happy with that, because I remember the goal at that time was to see a Church of the Nazarene in every county in the United States. And then we just started jumping to other global areas, amen. And do you know that the Church of the Nazarene is now in 162 world areas, amen? Praise the Lord. And we're right around the area of 2.5 million members. Last district assembly, yesterday, we had some folks who are part of our Rockford Hispanic work that came as immigrants from the Congo in Africa. And boy, I want to tell you, if you want to get an exciting district assembly, get some folks from the Congo in Africa. Because you know what? As Olivet was up there singing, one of the guys came right up and was singing with. And I mean, it just brought the district assembly to life. Amen. And you know, inside I got a little nervous, and I thought, Lord Jesus, what are you going to do here? And then I just realized that everything is okay, because we're among family and friends. Amen. It doesn't matter where we're from. We're all worshiping the same Jesus, and the same Lord. So excited, because you know, right here in our northwest corner of Illinois, we have about 55 churches of the Nazarene. It's exciting. We're one of them, and Lost Lake is a church of the Nazarene, and right now we've got about 6,000 people worshiping this morning. But did you know that the goal in the next 15 years is to grow to 30,000? And to increase from 55 churches here in the district. Bill, you may need to sit down for this. But to increase from 55 to 300 churches in 15 years. If God doesn't show up and do that, we're going to be very embarrassed. But we're relying in faith that the same growth trajectory that God has had us on for the last 100 years, He will sustain. Amen. That means we're going to need to plant a church or two or three or four or five or six. It means that we're going to need to think differently about what church is. Instead of building a mega campus, the church has always been about going. Amen. It's always been, Jesus is always talking about go. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Look at there. Came to them and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Well, we like to stay, don't we? It's comfortable where we know everything is. You know, we've got our seats. We've got our parking space. It's all good. And then Jesus comes in and he says, you know, my will for you is to go. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And I can't tell you if you weren't there. By the way, if you go, everybody's welcome to go to district assembly. And I figured out that if you go once, you never stop going. Amen? It's been amazing to see the group from Living Well continue to grow as we just, that's like a yearly destination now. We have to go. And I can't tell you, for those of you who weren't able to go, Kendall's, you were there, Mrs. Kindersley. The Holy Spirit came on us yesterday as we said yes to the Lord. And Lord, whatever you want us to do, wherever you want us to go, we will go. Amen. So I've been thinking about all the places that the live stream this morning. By the way, if you're joining us via live stream, I want to add to what Lisa said this morning. Welcome. We're so glad you're here. I love to look at the analytics behind the scenes and look at how people are tuning in and joining us via our live stream ministry. And we're so happy to have you. Recently, there's been folks from North Carolina joining us, and we're happy to have you with us this morning. I'm excited about what God's getting ready to do, amen? I'm excited about all the people groups, like, you know, I'm thinking, I don't know if Pad's homeless shelter down there is having church this morning, but why couldn't we send the live stream over there with a computer and a chaplain and a tech person and provide church for our Pad's homeless shelter, amen, for the folks there? I was thinking about Serenity Hospice Care there in Oregon. The list of people groups who are just around us that would be so open to having church this morning where they're at just began to unfold in my mind, and I began to think we are primely positioned to be able to leverage technology to do that. Amen, because we've been doing tech for quite a long time, and thank you, tech team back there. You guys are amazing. We appreciate your work so much. Jeanette, would you come and talk to us a little bit about discipleship this morning? There's a video coming as she comes. Can you play the video, Brad, and then Jeanette will share some more with us.
After we're done, I'm going to ask you, who does he remind you of? I think some of you will know.
So when Jesus comes on the scene, he's walking by a couple of fishermen, and he says to them, he says, follow me, because I'm gonna make you something. And when we think of this thing that, or why we all signed up for Christianity, right? When we were all first presented the gospel, and none of us signed up to be something necessarily. We all signed up because there were going to be personal implications for us, right? I remember when Ricky Grant, a guy who led me to the Lord, he began to explain the gospel to me. The thing that was most intriguing about that was this idea of I get to start fresh. I get to know God. I get to start over. I get a clean slate. And at the end, though, when you look at what Jesus says, when he says to these two fishermen, he says, follow me, I'm going to turn you into something. He doesn't say I'm going to turn you into a traditional person or a moral person or a religious person, or I'm not going to turn you into a more holy person or a more righteous person. He says, follow me and I'm going to make you fishers of men. And what's so unique about that is I didn't sign up to be a fisherman. I signed up because I wanted a clean slate. But yet what happens is the natural The natural reaction for those who are actually walking with Christ and are disciples of Christ is that they'll become a fisher of men, and they'll find men and women who are going to also be disciples of Jesus, which are also fishers of men. And so discipleship and multiplication, when it comes to our faith, really flows out of a personal, deep pursuit of who Jesus is and simply inviting people along in that process. And so we laugh all the time at our church because people are asking us, well, what's the discipleship class like? How do I sign up for that? And our answer is always like, well, we don't really have a discipleship class. We are just disciples that are inviting you into life with us. We do this thing through community. Because if you have a discipleship class, eventually you graduate from that class, but that doesn't make you a graduated disciple now, where you've kind of hit the end all. Like, discipleship is a journey. It's a journey in which we start somewhere and we journey with others, following who Jesus is, following in pursuit of our great King, and multiplying ourselves naturally in that relationship.
Did he remind you of anyone? I'm thinking of Nathan. I had a chance to spend a little bit of time with him yesterday. But hopefully you all have a note card, and we're going to use that in just a minute. But I just want to highlight some of the things that Matt said on the video. He says, I will make you fishers of men. That's Jesus speaking. Some, if not all of us, signed up for the exact same reason that he did, to get that our sins forgiven, our slate wiped clean, and a fresh start in life. I know I did. I wanted to leave all that junk behind and move forward and walk with Christ. But the command that he gave us was to become fishers of men. And we're getting ready in about a week and a half to embark on the training for that. Some of you may have the books already, and that's wonderful. You don't have to have it. It's just a foundation for us. It's not what you're going to be using to take on your new disciple. You can use it as a reference book. You can use it if that's what you want to do with your disciple. But it's basically to make sure you have all the main points of faith. You have a good grasp on them for all those questions your new disciple's going to ask you. But I like what Matt said. He said discipleship and multiplication, when it comes to our faith, flows out of a personal, deep pursuit of who Jesus is, and then inviting people to come along with us in the process. So when we think of that, discipleship isn't all that scary. You know, we're just in a friendship relationship with someone, or we're a family member of someone, and we're being just a little more intentional about our relationship with them and walking along with them in those struggles that they may be experiencing in life. So discipleship is our own journey shared with someone else. Okay? So we will begin what we're calling Discipleship 2017, not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday, and our first class is at Lost Lake at 7 p.m. If you want to come for prayer, that'll be here at 7 p.m. this Wednesday. So prayer here this Wednesday, training next Wednesday at Lost Lake. So John kind of reviewed what the district goals are for 2030. And as I was reviewing that today, I thought, you know, to have 30,000 disciples or worshipers by 2030, that'd be a grand goal, you know, to have 30 more if it was worldwide or if it was statewide even, but it's our district. So we're going to have to partner and open our minds to how are we going to be able to help the district. But the main goal is just being in relationship with other people in our lives that our heart's broken for. What I'd like us to do right now, with your note card in hand, is for everyone to close their eyes. And I want to wait just a few minutes for us to allow the Holy Spirit to speak. Think about your life before you knew Christ. Maybe the emptiness, the brokenness, possibly the lack of purpose. Now I want you to think about a friend or a family member. Encouragement, guidance, or just someone to walk beside them in this journey with Christ. Think about that person that God most often places on your heart, maybe for prayer or just to give them a call. Maybe there's more than one person. I want you to write down on your note card either those names or that person that the Holy Spirit brings to your mind. If you don't have a pen, you can do it later. But for now, just let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Let me pray with us. Dear Lord, speak to us. We open ourselves up to wrestle with you on how you want us to become better fishers of men. Help us to love others enough to walk with them. Help us to partner with you to snatch some out of the grips of hell. Help us to have strength and courage to follow you. And Lord, we ask that you would place a hedge of protection around us as we are obedient to your call. We ask, Lord, that you would break our hearts for what breaks yours. And may this heartache help us to overcome any fears we may have about building discipleship relationships with the people. Sometimes the devil comes on with a fury and tells us we can't. But Lord, we are claiming it just now, in the name of Jesus, that you will go before us and make a way. We pray these things in your precious name.
Clouds with fire, and the whole earth shakes, the whole earth shakes. I see his love and mercy washing over all my sins. The people say, Hosanna, 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 Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the I see a generation rising up to take their place in the selfless faith, selfless faith. I see a near revival. I see a near revival. We're on our knees. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Heal my heart and make it clean.
Heal my heart and make it clean. Open up my eyes to the things unseen. Show me how to love like you have loved me. Break my heart for what breaks yours. And everything I am.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, King of Kings.
Yes.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for everything you do in our lives, Lord.
Yes.
You are so faithful, Lord. You are what we want to be, Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Lord, we know that this church right here, Lord, is there's a calling here, Father God.
Yes.
We know that in our hearts.
Jesus.
And right now, Lord, we want to empty ourselves, Lord, of us.
Yes.
We want to surrender. Lord, we want more than surrender, Lord. We want to.
Yes.
We over the time, Lord, we fill ourselves with we fill our hearts with pride. We fill our hearts with selfish things, Lord, and we kick you out, Lord. We put you out of our heart. There's no room for you in our heart, Lord. We want you to empty that. We surrender, Lord, right now, Father God.
Yes, amen.
So that
yes.
we can put you in the bottom of our heart, Lord, so we can do what you put us out here to do, Father God. Not only at Living Well, but at Lost Lake too, Father. We want to be what you are, Father. We want to emulate what you have to offer, Lord. We want to share the gospel. Let this not be just an ordinary Sunday, Father God. Let us leave here so we can share the message, Lord, to who need to hear it, Father. We lift up our family and friends, Father, that are going through hard stuff, Father. And we raise them up to you, Father God, because you're the healer of this. This is you, Lord. You asked us to do this, and we boldly ask you to help us now, Father God, because there is suffering, there's addiction, there's everything, there's illnesses, there's diseases, Father God, and we need you now, Father. We ask that you, in this next part, that when the offering gets received, Father God, we ask, we know how much we have in the bank. We know how much we have in our wallet right now, Father God, and we know it's not ours. We know it's yours, Father, and we want to get the people that are not even Christians yet, Lord, that are going to be coming to Living Well Church. We want to pray for them too, Father. And the people that are here, Lord, we know that you're going to give them their assignment, Father God. And then you're going to send them, Lord, because this is a sending church, Father God. And we need more than just a seed, Lord. We need to grow right now, Father. Please bless the offering as it's going to be received in the next few moments, Father. And Lord, heal us now, Father, so we can do your works. In your loving name we pray, sacred name we pray, Father God. Amen.
Seated.